WRCOFM Radio Sports, sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. By Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
WRCOFM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. Well, this holiday weekend brings lots of action throughout the area on the local sports scene. With more, here's Michael Hernan.
This Father's Day weekend is full of home talent baseball action. On Sunday, Cross Plains will be at Ashton. Plain will travel to Cazenovia. Reedsburg will be at Sauk Prairie. And Wanakee will be at Middleton. In the western section on Sunday, Belleville travels to Dodgeville. Schulzburg-Benton will be at Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb. Arena will travel to Wyota. Muscadet will travel to Ridgeway. Verona will be at Argyle. And Hollandale will be at Blanchardville. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. The timing of this weekend's three-game series at Milwaukee serves as a good test of the Reds and their recent momentum. After all, the Brewers currently sit comfortably on top of the National League Central Division. Good thing it's a pass-fail sort of test with no points off for lack of perfection. The Reds have their first win of the series in hand with a 6-5 victory Friday night at American Family Field against the Milwaukee Brewers, who are now 40-29. Cincinnati, 34-35, has won 9 of its last 11 and 14 of 19, inching its deficit to 6 games behind the Brewers in the standings. Those same two teams will play today and tomorrow during the weekend series. Other National League finals, St. Louis shut out the Cubbies 3-0, Washington an 8-1 win over Miami. The Mets 2, San Diego 1, Pittsburgh got by Colorado 5-2. American League, Cleveland 3-1 over Toronto. The Yankees beat Boston 8-1. Houston shut out Detroit 4-0. It was Minnesota 1 better than Oakland 6-5. And Seattle 3, Texas 2. Interleague finals, we see Atlanta getting by Tampa Bay 7-3. Philly picked up a 5-3 win over Baltimore. Arizona 7, the Chi Sox 1. The Dodgers 1 better than KC as they beat the Royals 4-3. And Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim 8, San Francisco 6. The Minnesota Twins have a new home run celebration, and the players and fans are going crazy over it. The Twins unveiled a Prince-inspired celebration for the long ball, complete with a purple vest and an inflatable purple guitar to pay tribute to the late Minnesota musician in his song, Let's Go Crazy. The idea came from Twins starter Pablo Lopez, who has created a number of different ways to keep the long baseball season fresh. Lopez said this particular celebration has been in the works for a few months. Major League Baseball plans to discipline umpire Pat Hoberg following an investigation into a potential violation of sports gambling policies. In a statement released on Friday, the commissioner's office said Hoberg has decided to appeal the penalty. MLB did not disclose the nature of that violation or the extent of the punishment. MLB said its probe, quote, did not find any evidence that games worked by Mr. Hoberg were compromised or manipulated in any way, but the league determined that discipline was warranted. Major League Baseball said it could not comment any further until the appeal process is complete. MLB says it's beginning to investigate Hoberg. It started in spring training this year when he was removed from the field while the probe was ongoing. Luka Doncic scored 25 of his 29 points in the first half. Kyrie Irving added 21, and the Dallas Mavericks emphatically extended their season on Friday night, fending off elimination by beating the Boston Celtics 122-84 in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. The Mavs stars were done by the end of the third quarter with good reason. It was all Dallas from the beginning as the Mavs led by 13 after one quarter. They had a 26-point halftime lead, and they were in the lead by as many as 38 points in the third quarter, and then both sides emptied the benches. The Celtics lead the series 3-1. Game 5 is in Boston on Monday. Charles Barkley says next season will be his last on TV, no matter what happens with the NBA's media deal. The Hall of Fame player has spent the last 24 seasons working as a studio analyst for TNT, which could lose the rights to broadcast NBA games after next season. But no matter where the games end up, Barkley will not be following. The 61-year-old says his 25th season will be his last, and he hopes to pass the baton to one of his TNT teammates such as Vince Carter or Jamal Crawford. The NBA hopes to complete the new media deal soon, and this network could lose the rights to broadcast. Ludvig Åberg might be playing in his first U.S. Open, but the sensational Swede is certainly no stranger to the big stage. He shot a 69 in the second round at Pinehurst No. 2 and goes into this weekend with a one-shot lead. Åberg already has been a runner-up at the Masters and played in a Ryder Cup in the year since leaving college at Texas Tech. He leads by one over Bryson DeChambeau, Thomas Detry, and Patrick Cantlay. Scottie Scheffler made the cut on the number after his first birdie-free round in 2 years. Tiger Woods missed the cut. Scottie Scheffler has gone from overwhelming favorite at the U.S. Open to barely squeaking in to the weekend in a major. Scheffler has mentioned went birdie free at Pinehurst No. 2, but hasn't had any round without a birdie in just over 2 years, except for yesterday's. It led to a 74 and left him outside the cut line, with the afternoon taken in extremely hot condition. Most of the damage came on one hole. Scheffler hit driver and a 3-wood just left of the green into a sandy area. That's where his problem started. It took 3 shots to get on the green, and he made a double bogey. Spain's David Puig rallied after a poor first round at the U.S. Open with a second-round 68 on Friday, which allowed him to make the cut and earn one of his nation's 2 spots at the Paris Olympics. 2-time major winner Jon Rahm already was assured of the other spot for Spain. Puig had to overcome Jorge Campello, who began the week ahead of him in the world ranking but did not qualify for the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. Puig finished the day 4-over for the championship while the cut fell at 5-over. The world's number one player, Scottie Scheffler, made the cut on the number. As we had mentioned earlier, Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas missed the cut. The Florida Panthers are calm and collected on the verge of ending the NHL season and winning the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history. Players are approaching Game 4 against the Edmonton Oilers like it's Game 44 of the regular season. That business-like approach and the experience of facing elimination in the final last year against Vegas have them poised to finish off with a sweep on the road tonight. The league has not had a 4-0 Stanley Cup sweep since Detroit and Washington went at it, and it was the Red Wings sweeping Washington in 1998, winning back-to-back Lord Stanley Cups. Host Germany has opened the European Championship with a confidence-boosting 5-1 win over 10-man Scotland in Munich. Goals from Florian Wirtz and Jamal Musiala had Germany firmly in control after less than 20 minutes of play. The first half ended in the worst possible way for Scotland when defender Ryan Portis was sent off and Kai Havertz converted the resulting penalty kick. Substitute Niklas Füllkrug came off the bench to score Germany's 4th in the 68th minute, and Emre Can netted in stoppage time as the hosts recorded the largest margin of victory in a European Championship opener. Antonio Rudiger's own goal gave Scotland something late to cheer about after not having a shot on goal the entire match. And a rivalry is flaring up as Kansas lawmakers try to snatch the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs away from Missouri. The Kansas legislature expects to consider a plan to help both the Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals finance new stadiums, even though economists long ago concluded that subsidizing pro sports isn't worth the cost. Kansas legislators are set to convene a special session Tuesday and review a plan to authorize state bonds for stadium construction. Decades of research concluded having a pro sports team doesn't boost a local economy that much. But for Kansas lawmakers, one-upping Missouri may be the most important part about it. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.